So the session we'll do tonight, we'll dedicate it to Shoshi, because I don't know if you heard already, they found some more cancer cells, so she will have to go back into treatment, I think, Dani's wife. So Shoshi, Dani Moskowitz's wife, they found like cancer cells again. That means she will have to go back into treatment. So we'll dedicate it to her and to all other beings who are, you know, like there's so many. I forgot the name of you, but I did dedicate. I dedicated for Bhatti's friend and her daughter, but you have to, can you write down the name for me? Because I have a terrible with names, okay? So we dedicated especially for Shoshi. So if you know how she looks, you can, when we do the purification, you can put her next to you or in front of you. Or, you know, that you think that it purifies her, especially the body, when we do the purification of the body, that it will purify her also. Yes, like this. Like that. It's good, eh? Okay. So. So the meditation is from Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Lama Yeshe. So, you know, I'll just guide you through it. I read it out, so I cannot take any credit for this, because I'm just reading it. So, but I find it quite meaningful. It's a little bit like the Tara Sadhana that we're going to do in Tekchok's place on the 31st, because it's the same. It's also a sadhana that's been done by Lama Yeshe. And what I like in that Tara Sadhana is that you have five lights, not only three, because also then it touches the two lower chakras, which especially these days is really important. You know that, like the navel chakra, when we have this feeling of being powerless and there's so much negativity and we cannot do anything, that it dissolves that kind of feeling, you know. Not that it gives us more feeling, more power, but it gives us a bit more space. So I find this very... and then the green chakra, which goes into the sexual place, like sexual chakra, that is for attachment, you know, this disturbed attachment, passion energy also, to purify that. So this is why we're using, in Tekchok's place, we're using Lama Yeshe's sadhana, and also this one, the Vajrasattva, I'm going to use Lama Yeshe's sadhana. If anybody wants it, I have it on my computer, so if you feel like you would like to have it. What is this beep beep usually? Is it TP going beep beep? Is that your blood pressure or something?
Wave machine.
A what machine?
It's the medicine of the future.
The medicine of the future. Huh? Okay, but it's nothing dangerous. No, okay. So we don't need to do anything, we just let the frequencies go around and...
When you have sickness, something in the frequencies
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the father, the Swiss and German doctor, the brother,
okay. 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 So how far does it go, that frequency, that machine?
No, this machine, the problem is there is at least 1,000 frequencies for any...
Oh, what? Oh, la la. Oh, okay. But how, do you know, then, so you have the machine next to you and then that's it, then it helps you, or? Oh, I see, okay, so it's only for you. It's only for you. Wow. So that's why Ruti went to sit next to you, so that she can get some of the frequency. What if you program it with the sequence that you don't have? Yeah, but what if you do it, you know, if it's a wrong sickness?
Yeah,
Like for example, then you have like if you would have diarrhea and you take medicine for constipation or something. Oh, okay. Heartbeat, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have it, yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Not the heartbeat, though. Not the heartbeat. Yeah. No. I can see those. I can see that it works. I don't really deny it. I would say it's like with everything else. If you have the karma for it to work, it will work. If you don't have the karma for it to work, it's not going to work. Side effects. Yeah, no side effects. So it's good, at least, you know, it's good to try. It's perfect. But now I know what it is. So. Yeah. Yeah, the hormones, you mean, and these kind of things. Yeah, yod.
Iodine.
Yeah, iodine. Yeah, that's what they give you. Yeah, I'm not saying and you shouldn't do it. I think it's very good. I just wanted to know what the beep is, you know, because I was wondering. And I think everybody else was wondering, so now. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so let's do the practice. We do the practice and then we go to sleep. Kind of don't want to do that much longer. When is the clock changing?
Saturday night,
so we can't sleep. We can sleep an hour longer. I figured that out this morning because Patti told me an hour less, but it's actually the other way around. Backwards, so you can sleep an hour more, isn't it? Yeah, but it's not tomorrow, it's on Sunday, so it's good, it's a working day. No, it's at midnight usually, it's at 2 o'clock, it turns, yeah, and it's 1 o'clock, so you have an extra hour to sleep. Yeah, because exactly, she gains 2 hours because she thought she was losing one. So by gaining one, she got two. That's good. Oh, yeah, thank you. You're not Fisher, huh? Okay, great. Okay, so if you're ready. Yes, please. Because I do, I do practices every day. I have a dedication list and then I usually dedicate for these people. It's a very nice thing to do. It makes the practice really meaningful in a way if you have proper names, like proper people that you dedicate it to. And so, yeah. So again, you know, in a way we can almost be thankful to these people who are sick because, like also today when I was doing chö, I mean, my mind was totally there. Which usually it's also a bit all over the place. So, and do you remember with Chagit? When Chagit was sick, when we did, you know, we did for Yom Kippur, where most of the people who come are not Buddhist, but we did 4 sessions of Medicine Buddha every day. And people were not complaining because they knew that it was for somebody that they had seen. And because it's a young woman who just gave birth to a child, I mean, she had come, you know. Great, thank you very much. And she had just... She had just given birth. Like everybody really, we could feel how helpless we are, you know. But at least this we can do. We can be the link between them and the Buddhas. And so that their positive energy can be activated. How it works, I don't know. You know, maybe it only works on that level that then I'm relaxed because I'm doing something. Yeah, and then when I'm relaxed, then maybe also they feel better. It's like... You know, it's this whole thing, going to see a person that is terminally ill, it's, in general, it's really, really difficult because we are all embarrassed and we don't know what to say and we try to cheer them up. And, you know, again, we're more concerned about us than about them. Instead of just going relaxed in a way, you know, I can't really help. But if I sit there and I'm relaxed, or maybe say some mantras, my heart full of compassion, maybe they feel these frequencies, you know. Unfortunately, they don't beep. Maybe we should also, when compassion is there, it should also go beep, beep. So we say, ah, compassion has arrived. How wonderful. And so, I mean, this is what we can do. And with the Medicine Buddha practice, I mean, it's amazing what, you know, all the stories that I hear when people start to practice Medicine Buddha, you know, it's quite amazing. Yeah, and very often, because karma that has already ripened, is you cannot reverse it. It's like, you know, a tree that has already grown going, hey, go disappear. It will not disappear. But when the seed is still in the ground, then, you know, we can destroy it very quickly, very easily, if we recognize it. So, but what it in general does to people is like they appreciate when they hear the prayers are being made for them. It doesn't really matter from which tradition. And they relax. They're much more relaxed because, again, we all have to die at one point, you know. And each of us can get cancer. You know, nobody who has cancer thought that they will have cancer at one point. It just comes, and it's really, really present everywhere. Yeah, so like this. But then again, we can still think, but we have a medicine, you know, we have a really good medical system. That, yes, it's poison, it's true, but that poison can work. I mean, I don't know if Hagit would have survived without the chemotherapy. Not sure, you know. For her, it was really helpful. So, yeah.
She just told me that it helped
for a short period, and she stopped after a while. Yeah, but she did undergo... That's good.
And she said she always tells me she felt well, she felt people praying for her, she felt.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, the thing is with this chemotherapy on Hagit, I don't know, might be wrong, but in my view, it's a bit like this. At the moment, at the beginning, she needed something really strong to hold on to, something that gave her hope. Then with time, maybe she can let go of these very strong things and find refuge in other things. I think at the beginning it was really helpful for her to have this, because she was really scared. Yeah, she was very weak, and she was, but also mentally she was very scared. Yeah, so yeah, so like that. Okay, let's start. Did you give people the mantra? Yeah. Is it the same as I said? Om Vajrasattva, not Vajrahiruka, not Vaj. Yeah. So what we'll do four rounds, four times, like, you know, body, speech, mind, and then all three lights together for the very subtle imprints. And what do you prefer? Do you prefer to do it silently, or do you prefer to chant it together? Chant it together. Can you visualize when you chant it? Okay, so we'll do like this, because it's important to visualize. It's not just the, you know, saying mantras. That really is helping the mind when we start to visualize, when we start to change our movie here. Yeah? So if you do not know the mantra by heart, I would suggest chant it with me three times, and then four times you visualize, because we do seven times each time. So then we have 28 at the end. Okay? Yeah, so that you do both, because you cannot read and visualize. That's impossible. But you can do either one. Yeah, so I don't mind being the only one who chants, but you can, you know, when you feel that somebody stops at the beginning, yeah, so that some of you can do four times without chanting, and then you chant, and the others can do. Do you see what I mean? Am I making myself clear? Okay. So Lama Yeshe says, before we start, just how he's encouraging us, there is no negativity that cannot be purified. The purification process is basically a psychological one. It is our mind, and on the basis of that, our actions that create the negativity, and it is our mind that transforms it by creating positive energy. Although in Buddhism we rely on Buddha's methods for the purification, it is not as if it is the Buddha purifying us or forgiving us. We ourselves do the work by applying these four opponent powers. So then just, you know, we prostrated, now we're sitting, try to sit in a comfortable position and bring your mind to the cushion. You know, Lama Yeshe always used to say, bring your mind where the body is, then the mind is present. And so as I said, we do this practice especially for Shoshi, then for Jonath Fischer, for Shuli Glantz and Shoshi Chachik. Okay. And anybody else that you think needs purification. Really connect with the body. Again, the joyful mind that is so important in the practice. You know, like somebody who has to trust, somebody who goes to chemotherapy maybe, but is like really not as painful as chemotherapy, but has to trust that it will work. Sometimes this trust is justified, sometimes it is not. But if there is no trust at the beginning, nobody would start chemotherapy. And that trust is good, even if then it doesn't work. Because with that trust, at least you start the practice. Okay? So even though we know that we are constantly creating negative imprints, but we have a remedy, we have the medicine. So that's how we should feel. The patient who knows, I'm sick, and if I don't do anything against it, I will get sicker. But I have the remedy, I have the medicine, and I am about to apply it. So the first power is the power of regret. Sincerely regret from the depths of your heart anything you have done to harm any living being on this day, in this life, in all past lives. It is good to contemplate the various actions that you remember having done, and then to regret all the things as well that you do not remember. So we can think, you know, we don't know what we've done in past lives. So we can think, just in case I've done any of these negative actions of body, speech, and mind, I can see that they're not bringing any happiness. But I can also understand they are done under the power of confusion. So therefore, I deeply regret. The reason to regret is based on the understanding of karma. We cannot bear the thought of the future suffering that we ourselves will experience due to the harm we have done to others. But we experience everything due to our past karma, our past actions. So having harmed others, we ourselves will necessarily experience suffering in the future. And who wants that? We know from the present suffering that we do not want it. So the logic is, therefore, to remove the karmic seeds before they ripen as future suffering. So you see, the power of regret is a very sane, very calm, very open, very peaceful mind. No need to feel big guilt and regret here, or shame. Just the wisdom to know, as long as these karmic seeds are present, I will have to undergo suffering, and I don't want it. Then the power of reliance. There are two parts to this step. One, we rely upon the doctor whose medicine we will take to purify our deluded actions. In this case, the Buddha. And in this case, here, Vajrasattva. It is not that we need the Buddha to forgive us. Rather, we rely upon him by using his methods to purify ourselves. So it's this faith, this trust, the same way, same faith and trust you have in your doctor that determines what kind of therapy you have to undergo. Then the second part of the power of reliance, we rely upon other beings, the very beings we have harmed, by developing compassion for them. We make the wish to purify for their sakes all those we have harmed in this life and in the past. Make a strong aspiration to do this practice of purification so that from now on we can only benefit others, not harm them. So you visualize Vajrasattva above the crown of your head. He is your guru manifesting in this aspect for your benefit. So if you don't have if you don't know your guru yet, maybe you will never meet that person in this lifetime. But that person that you have a very strong connection to, that Buddha, is somewhere. Just waiting for you to be ready to have a guru. That's all. So think in this case for your benefit, manifesting, the guru is manifesting as Vajrasattva. He's made of radiant, blissful white light. He's sitting cross-legged on a white lotus, which although born out of the mud, is unstained by mud, just like our enlightened potential, which is born out of our delusions but is unstained by them. His face is radiant and beautiful. His eyes are long and narrow, peaceful and full of love and compassion for us. His mouth is red and very sweet. His hair is black and held up in a top knot. His arms are crossed at his heart, left underneath the right. The left is holding a bell, which represents wisdom. The right is holding a vajra, which represents the indestructibility of compassion. And their being crossed represents the union of these two, which symbolizes enlightenment itself, the development of infinite wisdom and infinite compassion. So again, if you can't visualize, if you don't know how Vajrasattva looks, the main thing is to really feel the presence of this enlightened energy above your head and to imagine that it is a mirror image of your own potential. And then we would say the prayer of refuge. To the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, I go for refuge until I am enlightened. By this practice of meditating on Guru Vajrasattva, may I reach Buddhahood so as to benefit all sentient beings. To the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, I go for refuge until I am enlightened. By this practice of meditating on Guru Vajrasattva, may I reach Buddhahood so as to benefit all sentient beings. To the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, I go for refuge until I am enlightened. By this practice of meditating on Guru Vajrasattva, may I reach Buddhahood so as to benefit all sentient beings. Then you visualize light goes out of Guru Vajrasattva's heart to all the 10 directions and hooks the energy of body, speech, and mind of all the enlightened beings of the universe. This light comes back and dissolves into the heart of Guru Vajrasattva, who now embodies all their energy. He is even more brilliant and blissful than before. As we said, just try to, even you don't feel anything, just think, you know, I'm so thick that I don't feel anything. But Guru Vajrasattva is sitting on the crown of my head, being ready to help me purify my negative imprints. If I, from my side, do my job of generating regret, and in this case, trusting that this is going to work. Then we apply the power of the antidote, which is the actual medicine, the doing of the actual practice of purification. So there are three stages to this meditation, and it consists of visualization and reciting the mantra. So first is the purification of body. Guru Vajrasattva very compassionately sends powerful white nectar, like coming out of a hose, very forcefully from his heart. It enters your crown chakra and pours into your entire body, filling you completely. It keeps coming and forces out of your lower doors all the harm you have ever done to any living being with your body in the form of inky liquid, like black liquid, which pours out of you and disappears into space. Not one atom is left. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Masamaya Sattva Om Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Ho Ha Ha Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Masamayasa Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hum Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hong Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayacha Sava Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hong Ha O Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrama Samaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sava Karma Sucha Chitashiyan Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatataga Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Om Pe then feel totally happy that your negativity of body is purified, like all the negative imprints that come from, in this life and past lives, that comes from killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. And then we look into the future. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not even in this lifetime, but if we continue to do this practice, then we will arrive at the point where it is not possible that your body could do anything but benefit others. No way it can harm. And now we really need to have a wish, like wanting that. May my body in future only be of benefit to others. May it never disturb anybody's peace of mind. May it never harm anybody. And by purifying these negative imprints of body, also we purify the conditions to be in a place where all of a sudden there's a lot of insects that we will have to kill because we need to continue to live there. Or in a place where there's a lot of aggression, so we constantly have to defend ourselves. Maybe not we ourselves personally, but our country. To think that it also purifies this kind of effect of killing, meeting conditions again and again and again and again, where there is no choice. Either we kill or we move away. And that's very difficult to decide. And in the future, having this body that is only of benefit to others, really wanting that. Then the purification of the speech. So during the second stage of the visualization, Guru Vajrasattva very happily sends powerful nectar from his heart chakra again. It pours forcefully into your crown, filling your entire body, this time forcing up to the top of your body, like when water filling a dirty glass forces the junk to come out on the top and to overflow, all the negativity of your speech. All the gossip and malicious speech and useless speech and lying and whatever. All is purified by this powerful nectar, leaving your body through the top orifices in the form of inky liquid, disappearing into space, not one atom left. Recite the mantra as you visualize this. If liquid sometimes feels very strange because we need to breathe, like the top orifices are mouth, nose, and ears. So you can also think that it's just like smoke or fog coming out of the mouth and of the ears and of the nose. And if spontaneously, all of a sudden, there is different things like forms coming out of these three orifices, just let it happen. Because that what happened to me at one point, a big snake came out of my mouth. So just let it happen and think, wow, yeah, snake, poison, you know, and just let it go. Snake does not exist from its own side. It's also just labeled. But we can see it as a representation of poison. And we can poison people's happiness with our speech. Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Mebawa Sutokayo Meba Supokayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Suchame Chitanshi Ankuru Hung Ha 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 O Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Ma Samaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitanshi Ankuru Hung Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Vajama me muncha vajabhava ma samaya sattva om pe. Om vasha sattva samaya manupalaya vasha sattva deno patishta tidyo me bhava sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava anurakto me bhava sarvasini me prayacha sarva karma sucha me chitanshiyan kuru ha o bhagavan savatata vajama me muncha vajabhava ma samaya sattva om pe. Om vasya sattva samaya manupalaya vasya sattva deno patishta tidyo me bhava sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava anurakto me bhava savasiddhi me prayacha sarva karma sucha me chitashiyan kuru hong ha ha ho bhagavan savatata gata vajama me muncha vajabhava ma samaya sattva Aum pe. Om vasya sattva samaya manupalaya vasya sattva deno patishta tityo me bhava sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sucha me chitanshiyan kuru hong ha ha ho bhagavan savatata gata vashama me muncha vasya bhava ma samaya sa Om pe om vasya sattva samaya manupalaya vasya sattva deno patishta tidyo me bhava sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sucha me chitanshiyan kuru hong ha ha ho bhagavan savatata gata vashama me muncha vashabhava ma samaya sa Aum pe. Then again, feel happy that your speech is now completely purified, and that no way could you do anything but say something beneficial or useful or appropriate or kind to others. And again, we look into the future. We really want that. May whatever words come out of my mouth, may they only be of benefit to others. May they create well-being, peace of mind, happiness, and harmony, instead of creating more problems. I really want that. I want to have such a speech. And I have the confidence that it is possible to have such a speech. Then the purification of the mind. The third Guru Vajrasattva very compassionately sends this time light from his heart chakra. This powerful white light enters your crown chakra and fills your entire being. Just like when you turn on a light in a dark room, it instantly dispels the darkness. So too, just as the light hits your heart chakra, the darkness of the negativity of your mind, all the anger and violence, depression, resentment, jealousy, bitterness, and so forth, all are instantly dispelled. Not one atom is left. And especially the wrong view that there's an inherently autonomous, permanent, unitary, from its own side existing self that is the possessor of body and mind, and that it is this one that we want to make happy. This one does not exist. So it doesn't really destroy the ego. It destroys the wrong view of having such an ego. And therefore, when the wrong view is destroyed, then also the ego cannot manifest. Because ego can only manifest based on a wrong view. So again, we keep the visualization. This time is easy. The light keeps flowing, though, But once the light is on, then the light is on. Or if you find maybe, you know, again, you want to be creative, you think, oh, there's still some shadows left, and you go there, like with a torch and all, everything, all the darkness is totally dispelled. But it's enough to think, the moment I realize emptiness, this whole drama is finished. It will still appear, but then I become the actor in my movie. The actor, the director, the producer, everything. And I have a choice how I want to play my role in my movie. Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Dino Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayacha Sava Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Ho Ha 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 Bhagavan Sargata Chama Me Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Suchame Chitashiyan Kuru Hung Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hung Ha Ha Ho Bhagavan Savatata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hung Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hung Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hung Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Deno Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitashiyan Kuru Hung Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatat Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Then again, feel happy that all your delusions, which are the cause of the harm we do with our body and speech, are totally purified, gone, finished. And that now there is no way and no space in your heart for anything but love, kindness and forgiveness, wisdom, bliss and compassion. So we can think that we have purified especially this habit, this habitual reaction that we have. We react kind of, you know, instead of applying an antidote, we react with exactly the same delusion that comes from the other side. Yeah, with aggression, We close our heart, we need to protect us, and we think aggression is protecting us. With attachment and greed, we generate more attachment, more greed, because we never get what we want. We're always left wanting. So we think that especially these reactional kind of intuitions or habits are purified. Because intellectually we know it, but emotionally there is, you know, these delusions are still there, so strong. Our practice is so weak. This is why we have to do this again and again and again and again. In order to cut these habits, or at least to make them weaker. Then the last one is the purification of these subtle imprints that the delusions kind of leave on the mind, that are in obstacles to omniscience or obstacles to knowledge, or sometimes it's called obstacle to cognition. Because when the delusions are purified, then we have eliminated the obstacles to liberation. But we still have imprints. We don't react anymore, but still something is veiling the mind. And this veil can be purified, of course, with compassion, like practicing six perfections or the 10 perfections, going on the 10 bodhisattva bhumis, and then all these imprints are then also purified. So this time, imagine that Guru Vajrasattva sends light again and fills you completely and eradicates even the subtlest imprint of negative energy from your mind. It's a bit the same. Once garlic is removed from a jar, you still need to remove the smell. So then there is no visualization with that. So maybe again you can think that some veils, some very, you know, like very subtle things are still left, and what with whatever you want to purify them, it's purified. The light continues to flow. So we think that even these very, very subtle imprints are getting purified. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayaccha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chittam Shriyam Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayaccha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chittan Shriyam Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Savasini Me Prayaccha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chittan Shriyam Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayaccha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chittan Shriyam Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Deno Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayaccha Sarva Karma Sucha Chitta Shriyam Kuru Ho Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Vashamame Muncha Vashabhava Masamaya Sattva Ompe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Denu Patishta Tityo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitta Shiyam Kuru Hong Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe Om Vasha Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vasha Sattva Denu Patishta Tidyo Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Savasidhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitta Shriyam Kuru Hung Ha Ha O Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vasha Mame Muncha Vasha Bhava Masamaya Sattva Om Pe. Now again, feel you're completely purified and feel very happy. Guru Vashasattva, of course, is happy too. Because the Buddhas don't want us to suffer. Their whole reason for existing is to be of benefit to us so that we can eliminate all the suffering. And especially the causes for the suffering, like believing in a really existent self. So then the power of the promise, the fourth step, or power of determination, sometimes it's called the power of resolve. So the fourth step in the purification process, and such an important one, is the determination not to harm with your body, speech and mind again. Without this, we keep doing the same old things. Determination to not harm again is like the beacon that guides our body, like a very strong light, that guides our body, speech and mind in a new direction. If you actually vow not to do certain actions again for the rest of your life, that's fantastic. But be realistic. If you can vow not to do them again for a year, a month, a day, or even a minute, whatever seems to be realistic for you, that would be great. But the general vow that we're making is to make the effort to avoid harming others. This determination not to do again is what gives us the strength to turn ourselves around. So you could think, the actions that I feel it easy to abstain from, like for example, don't know, intoxicants, killing humans, things like that. I think these actions that I find it easy to abstain from, I will abstain from them for the rest of my life. Because that vow keeps purifying even when the purification is finished. Like the actual mind is kind of doing the purification. That's the power of vows. And it also protects us when all of a sudden there is a danger that we will do it again. We remembered we have a vow, and the vow gives us the strength to abstain from it. If we break the vow, it's okay. You can purify and you take it again. But not as Kfir said, you know, you break the vow, you think, oh, doesn't matter, I can take it again. Not like this, then it's not working. But then again, with these four opponent powers, the genuine regret, the taking refuge, generating bodhicitta, doing the practice, and then again making a determination to abstain from doing these negative actions. The negative actions that you find it difficult to abstain from, then, you know, make a vow. Now, for example, now you make a vow to go into silence until tomorrow, at whatever moment you say, I will stay silent. So that, and you're not going to write any emails or WhatsApps or SMSs or whatever. Then you can very safely take a vow From now until tomorrow, this and this time, I will abstain from lying, cheating, harsh words, divisive speech, and meaningless talk. Then making vows with the mind, that's tricky because the mind is so quick to go into envy, jealousy, to go into harmful thoughts, to have negative rejoicing sometimes. When we hear somebody gets criticized, that somebody that has been harming us, we like that. And with the wrong views, then definitely, you know, a vow is not enough not to have wrong views, they're so deep. So we make a vow to continue to work with these things, to be mindful, and as much as possible when we notice a negative emotion coming up, we will firmly confront and then avert it. Then very happily, Guru Vajrasattva, your own Guru manifesting as the Buddha Vajrasattva, solely for your benefit, melts into white light and absorbs into you through your crown chakra. This energy of white light comes to your heart chakra and merges with your own very subtle consciousness, becoming totally oneness, because by nature they are the same. Spacious, having basic goodness, basic wisdom, having no limits, having no wish to harm, having only a wish to benefit. So that fully enlightened mind of Guru Vajrasattva melts into your potential so that the potential can start to grow. And we try to feel this unification. This is now really changing the movie from a totally ordinary human being. We feel that Vajrasattva has absorbed into our heart, and we see ourselves as the future result of our practice as Guru Vajrasattva. That strengthens the trust and the confidence that we can do that. Then we can do the dedications, like that's how you usually end your day. It's good to dedicate before you go to sleep. So you can use these, you know, the words are already there. We don't need to reinvent them. We can just take those. If you have words that you prefer, you know, words that move your heart in a better way, you can use those, that's fine. But in general, it's like true the merits of these virtuous actions. It's page 20. Through the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious body mind that not yet born arise and grow, may that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. I know it's not written in Tibetan, but maybe some of you know it. Then the Bodhicitta prayer.
Chanchu sen cho rinpo che ma ke pa na ke gyu chi ke pa nyam pa me pa yang ko ne kon du pe wa sho.
Then the next two verses are also quite important because, you know, we don't know how to dedicate because we don't know emptiness. Whereas Manjushri and Samantabhadra, they knew about emptiness, so they did perfect dedication. So when we say, just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra too realize things as they are, I also dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. So they did this perfect dedication for us, so now we can just make use of that and saying, I dedicate like them. I don't really know how to dedicate, but they knew, so therefore I dedicate like those guys. And then if you can, to think about the three spheres. I was doing the dedication, all other sentient beings whom I dedicated for, totally empty of any inherent existence. It's very powerful to think after each action that you do, whenever you remember, you know, positive action, negative action, same. You know, I, the one who's doing the action, does not exist from its own side. The action itself does not exist from its own side because it's dependent on a doer and on a receiver. I am not a doer if there's no action and a receiver. There's no receiver if there's no action and a doer. We're totally dependent on each other. We're all empty of independent existence. Okay? So all three spheres, totally empty of any inherent existence. That's a very, very good dedication, because then we come, this dedication from Manjushri and Samantabhadra, we come very near, yeah, at least intellectually. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra to realize things as they are, also I dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praised as the best by the victorious ones thus gone of the three times, so that I might perform the noble bodhisattva's deeds. Then the long life prayer of His Holiness, and then I think on page 21 is this, may all beings everywhere plagued by suffering of body and mind in Hebrew, isn't it? Is it that one? Is it that prayer? Yeah, okay, so we do the long life prayer for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, which is on page 18. You do this in Hebrew, then page 20, 21, and I will chant the Tongye. Maybe somebody knows it. It's the wish for the fulfillment of all the wishes of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. It's just a four-line prayer that... I don't think you have it, but we do the Dalai Lama first.
Kari rave korve shinkam dir pendan deva malu chuvene chenre siwan tensing gyatsoi shape site pardu tengyu chi.
This is the long life prayer for His Holiness in Tibetan. Then the wish for the fulfillment of all His wishes is
Tonyenin chesun to shope Lam she che sel tse kan chen ten drugun Chana pe mo ten sing ya tso La so wa tep so she ten lun ju sho.
Then you can do the one in Hebrew. May all beings everywhere, this one, page. Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you very much. I think we had a wonderful day. I mean, if we would, you see, the thing is, if we would really see what kind of seeds we have planted today, gosh, we would be like just wanting to continue to practice. We would have that kind of energy. If we could see the results that will come from just this day today, but we can't, so therefore we go to sleep now. Have a good night, and thank you very much. And see you tomorrow, hopefully. Again, try to remember before you go to sleep, may I see my dreams as dreams, so that we see the power of the mind, how the mind can create a story which is like not depending on the senses, nothing is there, and we totally pull along with it. So then we take that experience into daily life, you know, thinking, I think I'm awake, but maybe this is also just a projection of my mind, to bring that into, so it makes everything a little bit lighter. Yeah, and then when you wake up in the morning, wow, I'm still alive, I have not died yet, may this day become meaningful for me and all other sentient beings. That's such a good way to wake up, you know. May I be of benefit to others, whatever I'm doing, may it be of benefit to others. Okay, thank you. You have announcements? Yeah.